This is BOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A Brazilian Senate report recommended Wednesday pursuing crimes against humanity and other charges against President Jair Bolsonaro for allegedly hurting Brazil's response to COVID-19 and contributing to the country having the world's second highest pandemic death toll. Lawmakers spent 6 months investigating the Brazilian government's management of the pandemic. The decision on whether to file most of the charges will be up to Brazil's prosecutor general, a Bolsonaro appointee and ally. Bolsonaro has consistently downplayed the threat of the coronavirus and touted misinformation and unproven COVID-19 treatments while ignoring international health guidelines for curtailing the spread of the disease. He steadfastly rejected restricting activity during the worst of Brazil's outbreak, claiming the poor would suffer worse hardship if the economy ground to a halt. U.S. regulators are extending COVID-19 boosters to Americans who got the Moderna or Johnson & Johnson vaccine. They also said Wednesday anyone eligible for an extra dose can get a brand different from the one they received initially. The Food and Drug Administration announcement marks a big step toward expanding the U.S. booster campaign, which began with extra doses of the Pfizer vaccine last month. But it's not the last word. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will consult an expert panel later this week before finalizing official recommendations for boosters. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations called on North Korea Wednesday to refrain from further provocations, actions, and engage in sustained and substantive dialogue after Pyongyang launched a ballistic missile from a submarine last week. Ambassador Linder Thomas Greenville spoke to reporters ahead of a closed-door Security Council meeting called by the United States, Britain, and France to discuss the launches. North Korea, on Tuesday, test-fired a short-range submarine-launched ballistic missile, or SLBM. It was the North's first launch in 2 years of an SLBM, which, if deployed, would add an unpredictable component to its fast-expanding arsenal. North Korea is banned from any ballistic missile activity, short-range or long-range, by a series of United Nations Security Council resolutions. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton released a video Wednesday saying he is on the road to recovery, glad to be back home, and that he was so touched by the outpouring of support he received while hospitalized in Southern California last week. The 75-year-old Clinton was admitted on October 12th to a Los Angeles area hospital with an infection unrelated to COVID-19. He left the hospital on Sunday, returning to his home in New York, where he is finishing his treatment. A volcano on the Spanish island of La Palma continued to erupt in the early hours of Thursday morning, shooting hot streams of lava into the air. The eruption started back on September 19th and has forced the evacuation of 6,000 residents on the island and the Canary Islands archipelago off the northwest coast of Africa. The volcano has destroyed more than 1,800 buildings, mostly homes. Through a prompt evacuation, have helped avoid casualties of the island of some 85,000 people. 8 Nigerian nationals face charges they were involved in internet scams and money laundering in an operation based out of Cape Town, South Africa, according to the U.S. Department of Justice. Prosecutors say the 8, who are connected with the Neo-Black Movement of Africa, also known as Black Axe, are charged with several federal crimes. 7 of the defendants were arrested in South Africa on Tuesday and are awaiting extradition here to the United States. For more news, please join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.